Houston Rockets.
Whoa. I thought after the Astros debacle, we were getting rid of Houston.
We keep them in just so we can make fun of them in our episodes.
For the last six.
Is that still valid? Didn't you get your tickets refunded?
You know what's funny is the refund opportunity came out the next, about an hour later. Yep, we're getting a refund. We're out.
That's like the girlfriend who's like, you know, this isn't really working out. Yep, I agree too.
Exactly right.
But social distancing is helping. We are reducing the spread of the virus. Our numbers are coming down a little bit, at least on the West Coast. So it has helped. And you know what's going to help? This episode, because we're going to talk about social distancing ourselves from those West Coast teams that have made no trades, bad free agent signing, a front office making unpredictable and not smart moves. We're going to socially distance from some key franchises out on the West Coast. What do you think about that, Big Ben?
I think we won't be alone in some of our choices, to be honest. When thinking about this episode, doing a little research, I think our listeners will agree. There's been some bad moves made on the West Coast across. We're talking all sports here. Baseball, basketball, football, correct? And we'll talk about a little collegiate. So, yeah, let's get into it.
All right, where do you want to start?
I'm going to start in Portland. Okay. With the Blazers. With the Blazers. We're talking basketball here. I got that joke because there's no other sports in Portland.
Yeah.
I actually said, you know what? If I was the mayor of Portland, I would say the only thing you can do without social distancing is play baseball. So they could actually capture a baseball team. Mm-hmm. And the Mariners, ooh, strong play.
Yeah.
But where I'm going with this, President Neil Oshley of the Blazers. And if you recall, Kay Wynn, you and I were big on the Blazers, went to the Western Conference Finals last year, went to a couple games.
Got drunk, bought jerseys.
Bought jerseys, Nurk. I customized my own Nurk jersey that didn't need to be customized, apparently. But if you think about their offseason acquisitions, Paul Gasol, okay, I'll take it. Hassan Whiteside, a lot of upside, great social game with Hassan Whiteside. Here's where it gets a little sketchy for me in these decisions made by the Blazers. You let Seth go. Seth Curry, the Mavericks. You probably couldn't pay him as much as the Mavericks did. The Chief goes, who I loved, Al-Farid Amano. I think he was beloved by the Blazer fan base. Cantor goes, who came in, helped with your playoff push. He made it to the Western Conference Finals. But my biggest issue with what happened is, and I love the guy. I can't say I love the guy, but I have respect for the guy. He's a 10-time All-Star, great player. He'll be a Hall of Famer, but put my hood on. Carmelo Anthony, a move that is a head-scratcher to me. And I say that because he has no affiliation to Portland or the West Coast, really. Went to school in Syracuse, so you're not attracting fans. And to be honest, if there was one player in the league that does a good job about social distancing himself from his teammates, it's Carmelo Anthony. He hits the ball and everyone runs about 6 feet away from him.
They don't want the COVID.
Exactly. He was practicing social distancing, physical distancing before there was social distancing. Dribble between the legs, mid-range jumper. Not only that, he doesn't really share very well. He had 87 turnovers and 79 assists. But for me, that's why I'm social distancing myself from the Blazers. Bring back Nurk, a healthy Nurk.
Ooh, yeah.
Get Zach Collins going. I'd love that. And, you know, there's only so many shots to go around. Get CJ his shots. Get Dame time his shots, and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
Melo, I love you, but that's the reason. Blazers, social distancing.
I agree. They made some non-moves, some shaky moves, and because of injury, I think that they panicked and signed Melo. I think they thought, well, if we get Melo, he'll add scoring and hopefully we can get the eighth spot. But you know what? You probably can get the eighth spot without Melo. You can grow your bench. You can develop the youth. You can do some other things. So I'm happy with that decision. Social distancing from Portland.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm going out to H-Town, the Houston Rockets.
Whoa. I thought after the Astros debacle, we were getting rid of Houston.
We keep them in just so we can make fun of them in our episodes.
If I would have known that, I would have started with the Texans. Let's be honest. All right, ooh, I'll let you go.
Well, you haven't gone football yet. You can still do some research while I'm jabbering right now. But the Houston Rockets, the end of the 2018 season. We should have beat the Warriors. We could have beat the Warriors. We were so close to beating the Warriors, but they didn't. And you know what happened after that season? Instead of keeping the core together, keeping that nucleus together, they cut corners to avoid the luxury tax. They didn't sign Trevor Ariza. He was too expensive. He signed for $36 million in Phoenix. They couldn't afford Ma Mute. He signed a one-year deal for peanuts with the Clippers. That was strike one. Strike two was the tweet heard around the world. I'm talking Daryl Morey, the GM. It was heard for a little bit because he deleted it later. But he tweeted about Hong Kong and the protests. I'm not going to get into political affiliations here, but if you have a statement and you have an opinion and you tweet about it, own it. He didn't own it. He deleted it. And then he hid as his players had to answer questions about the motivation of his tweet. And the NBA lost at least hundreds of millions of dollars because of this mistake in the relationship with China. That's strike two. Strike three, small ball. They traded Capella. They got Covington. Their starting center's PJ Tucker at 6'5". How are they going to stop the Lakers, the Rockets, the Bucks? Well, they're not going to stop any of them because they're going to go out the first round of the playoffs this year if it ever happens, or next year. Houston Rockets, I'm socially distancing myself, WST, and that guy up in Washington who wears all black and a mask, my co-host from your franchise.
You think Moria and Bill O'Brien sit at a table and go, who can make a dumber decision? All right, let me start by trading my future Hall of Fame wide receiver. And then you, like you said, bare the cupboard so that you have a 6'5 PJ Tucker. Listen, you could play
against Anthony Davis.
Exactly. You could play a 6'5 center, don't get me wrong, but it's probably got to be Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Not PJ Tucker.
Or Zion Williamson.
True. Very true. I agree with you. Good pick. Even though I thought we were good on a Houston. At this point, we could probably say la vie. Yeah. I'm going to go to college football.
Ooh, okay. All right.
And this isn't going to be a surprise to most, because their students have been social distancing from football games since 1932, and Pop Warner has been coaching the program. KJ Costello has social distanced himself from the program. He figured out grad school is too hard at this school, so he left for Stark Vegas and joined Mike Leach.
Oh, and I didn't even know that.
Let me fill you in. Here we go.
All right.
So there's currently like 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks on Leach's roster at Mississippi State. I digress. But David Shaw and the Stanford football program, I am social distancing myself from them. Granted, a lot of guys were hurt last year, but normally it's a great team to watch. They're little turnovers. They're 10-win seasons, I think 5 out of the 6 past years. Bowl games. Generally a contender in the North. Generally, the Cougs don't run over them, but they have in the last 3 years. Shaw, what's going on down there? I think most fans are seeing it. And after another 4-8 season, if it happens again,
wow.
K-Win, you may be stepping in for David Shaw.
I got the same haircut.
That's where I was going. All right. So myself, I think the AD, the students, the fans are all on board with me. They're social distancing themselves from the Stanford football program.
As much as I love Shaw and what he's done for that program after Harbaugh left, it doesn't seem like it's headed in the right direction. You're right. They used to have a stingy D, a grinded out offensive program where it was tight end U. They still have the tight ends, but the quarterback, the rest of the team, I just don't think he has the weapons anymore, or maybe people have figured out his scheme. So I like that one.
Bryce Love left, right? And the big guys up front. Whiteside, they've had some good players, but they're not the tough, smart team where, you know, they're overlooked now in the North. I would say the Cougs and even Ducks and potentially the Beavs overseas. So,
vroom, 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 vroom. Vroom, vroom. So my college team, I'm going to give you some stats. I'm going to give you some numbers because I know you love K-Win's numbers. 11-11-4-0-0. That's 11-11-4-0-0. And we have to head out to Tucson for this. Sean Miller has coached the Wildcats for 11 seasons. In those 11 seasons, he has 11 players that were drafted by the NBA. Four of those players were lottery picks. But he's got zero Final Fours, zero national championships. He's got to go. He's got the recruits. He obviously cheats to get the recruits, but he can't coach. He's not an X's and O guy. If you look at the tournament the last couple of years, he had Aiton. He wouldn't get the ball inside at the crucial parts of the game. He had Lauri Markkanen. He sat him out during another stretch in the game. He had Aaron Gordon. He had Stanley Johnson. He can't produce. He's gone. And you know what? I might even step across the football field, grab Kelvin Sumlin, and get him out of there. He's got a losing record in 2 years. Khalil Tate went from Heisman hopeful, great quarterback, to he might even be the backup next year. U of A, I'm sorry, because I have a lot of Wildcat friends, and I love Tucson, Gentle Ben's, woo, O'Malley's. But as of right now, until Sean Miller's gone, I'm socially distancing myself from your program.
I thought you were going 11, meaning the number of shirts that Sean Miller has sweated through for the number of... the number of deodorant brands that have dropped him, and then four, the number of scandals he's been in during his time as a coach.
It's zero, the number of times he served for his FBI crimes.
Sumlin, zero, the amount of wins he's going to have next year, potentially. You're exactly right. I mean, Tucson is sexy.
Yeah.
Great draw. Great college town. Everyone that went there says no foul words about Tucson.
We went there. We say no foul world.
We had a blast. I mean, I'd go back tomorrow. I wish I was quarantined in Tucson. But let's be honest. You're right. Sean Miller hasn't lived up to the hype. There's been a lot around the program. He's had great players, but similar to kind of like the Huskies up here in Seattle, overpromise and underachieve, which you never want to do as a coach. And I think with the talent he's had there, you're exactly right. I would social distance, and I might actually go up to Tempe and see Herb Sendek.
You mean Bobby Hurley?
Bobby Hurley, sorry.
Herb Sendek's at Santa Clara now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I might go up to Santa Clara and see Herb then.
You're not going to see any good quality play.
Not sent that big old by Bryant. All right. Let me get into mine.
Okay. What sport are we going next?
We're going baseball.
Okay.
And I hate to do this. As a loyal fan... season ticket holder, partial season ticket holder for the last six.
Is that still valid? Didn't you get your tickets refunded?
You know what's funny is the refund opportunity came out the next, about an hour later. Yep, we're getting a refund. We're out. Gave us an out clause. We're done.
We're done.
We are done. Soto Mojo, apparently.
That's like the girlfriend who's like, you know, this isn't really working out. Yep, I agree too.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Good talking to you. Lose my number. We're good. Soto Mojo apparently means social distancing in Japanese. That's not true. Ooh. But I think it does mean social distancing from the playoffs for the last Listen, their offseason moves weren't sexy at all. Nestor Cortez, throw away from the Yankees roster. No one needs him. He's a middle reliever. Not sexy at all. You get rid of Navarez, who was... if you went to a game, Navarez was actually our best hitter for probably about a third of the season, and leave it to the Mariners.
I have no idea who that is.
Omar Navarez. He went to Milwaukee. Decent catcher. And here's the thing. We actually had Omar at catcher, and then Troy Murphy, the backup catcher, DHing it like for about a third of the season as well. So we had two of our best players or hitters were catchers. Leave it to the Mariners, right? You go get Kendall Graveman from the Oakland A's. The guy's a journeyman. Okay. You know, it doesn't make any headlines at all. But the big investment they've made is in the farm system. So, again, for me as a fan, someone that you want to see the product, I'm going to social distance myself from the Mariners. If you see me at T-Mo Park, it's most likely for the helmet nachos, the Coors Lights, and the Din Tai Fung. The line's not as long at Din Tai Fung as it is at Safeco Field. So there's advantages there. Helmet nachos are amazing. They use Beecher's cheese and the chips. God, I'm going to forget the name of the chips. Either way, they're amazing. You know what? I'm going to social distance myself from the Mariners, but I'm not going to social distance myself from the Rainiers. Because the Rainiers, a Triple A team, a short train right away, might actually be better than the Mariners.
Beecher cheese. That's the second time you reference this on our podcast. You also like to get it on Alaska Airlines. Oof. Upgrade to the cheese platter.
Exactly. Beecher's cheese. So here's what I think happened. And the reason I love Beecher's cheese so much, Cougar Gold is very similar to Beecher's cheese. It's got a nutty feel. It melts well. But even on a cracker or just slathered all over a ton of chips, phenomenal.
How much would it cost if I put it in my Instacart?
Oh, with the helmet?
Yeah.
$50.
Wow. You know,
here's a story. So
remember when?
Remember when. Marcy Madden last night sends a picture of how they got crab delivered from Canlis. And, you know, kind of yuppie, probably $100 or something like that. So I send her a little message. I say, would you rather have that helmet or helmet nachos, Din Tai Fung, and a carafe of white wine?
Which she said. And
she said, obviously, the helmet nachos, the Din Tai Fung, and the carafe of white wine. Madden comes over the top and he says, the Mariners should actually do a delivery service. Helmet nacho delivery.
That would be amazing.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
Air your stuff on Root Sports. No one's watching Root Sports.
They're and then you can tag it. What's the tag where the Mariners post it on Instagram?
Super Tuesday or no? Big, what is it?
Because you got on there with the Vogel Bombs.
Yeah, I got Where I Root.
Where I Root, yeah. Where I Root. Someone holding the nachos. Where I Root. My living room.
Quarantine shows. Quarantine nachos.
It better be contactless delivery.
Just have a guy. You know, the Mariners could make some money here. Just have a guy walking around with a mask to each little neighborhood with a little thing of beer in front of him. Show something on Root. And then, you know, if you have a little text thing come along, if you text the guy, he'll show up at your doorstep and throw you a couple beers and off he goes.
I'd love that idea.
All right.
If the Mariners don't do it, you and Shar should do it and just hand out WST podcast stuff with helmet nachos. Wait a minute. This isn't from Safeco.
It would have cheese in a can poured over some stale chips, but yeah.
With some Hormel chili on the side. But I do agree with you. The Mariners, they haven't made the playoffs since I can't even go back and do that math. But it's been a very long time. And it's a great place to watch a game. They have great fans. Their fans deserve better. So I am too in support of social distancing from the Mariners. My baseball team, I'm going to head out to Denver. The Sunshine State.
Wait a second. I feel like you're kind of toeing the line here of not necessarily throwing your own California teams on their bus. You're looking for outs here.
But California teams don't mess up.
Okay, I'll give you that. Go on.
Denver. I'm socially distancing myself from the Colorado Rockies because this offseason they had and made zero trades. They signed one pitcher, Jeremy Mojica, and the last time he pitched was 2 years ago for the Rays, and he pitched 2.1 innings. And they told their best player, Nolan Arenado, that he's available and on the trade market. I don't like what's going on in Colorado. They're just making all the wrong mistakes. It's like they're freezing their bank accounts and they're sheltering at home and not doing anything for COVID. If we go back to the start of 2019, it looks so promising for the Rockies. Nolan Arenado, in my opinion, best third baseman in baseball, top five overall player in baseball, and the best player ever for the Colorado Rockies. Sorry, Larry Walker. Sorry, Todd Helton. 7 years, he's got 7 gold gloves. In the last 5 years, he's averaged over 40 home runs and 124 RBIs. He is the only player in Major League Baseball since 2015 to hit 30 home runs, and have over 100 RBIs in each season since 2015. So they sign him to this big contract right before spring training, $260 million, 8 years. They go on to lose 91 games, 35 games out of first place, and the GM and the owner do nothing. This is awful. This is a travesty. They went from building around Nolan to see you, Nolan. We're packing up. So I am social distancing myself from the Colorado Rockies. I'm sorry, Denver. I'm sorry, Coors. I'm sorry, Boulder. But your Rockies and your management team is not cutting it.
I think most pitchers during free agency social distance themselves from Colorado, to be honest.
You're right.
I have another story. So, too, I can go remember when, too. So, around your thing, and I'll ask you this. Do you think Denver, the Rockies, are a small market in the way of baseball?
I would say if there's levels, they're kind of like
mid-market.
Mid-market, upper mid-market.
Upper mid-market.
So, Denver's a big city.
It is a big city, but I feel like baseball is the underappreciated of the big sports there.
Yeah.
I would say. I think the Avalanche have a huge following. Broncos, people love the Broncos. It spread into Montana. If you ask people about the Rockies, it's probably the tertiary team in the city.
Yeah. Even right? The Nuggets are good.
Exactly. It might be the fourth slot right now. People are social distancing themselves. The story I wanted to tell was, I think the Rockies are similar to a team like Washington State, where they're kind of sticky. Mm-hmm. In college football, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because it's a blessing and a curse. You play at Coors Field. So my buddy... I wouldn't call him my buddy, but Kyle Kendrick, who I played with in high school.
He's your buddy.
Sure. You're below me. Offseason, I think he came off a year at the Phillies. He was looking to get picked up. He took a 2-year deal with the Rockies for, first year, I think he went like 4-15, but still met every start because they didn't know. They couldn't throw anyone else out there. I mean, that's how bad it is. It's like, hey, if you can hold them to less than 7 runs, that's a quality start.
Yeah, let's be honest, we're going to get five. Five runs next inning because Nolan Arenado's coming up and Blackman and Trevor Story. Just keep it up.
Low and away, sinkers at their shoe tops. Oh, I like that one. Like I said, I think the Rockies most with the Nuggets the way they are, Broncos, Bronco Nation's big. And then with the Avalanche big following, I don't think people will disagree with you on the social distancing in the Rockies.
All right. Now to the last one, football.
My finale. And I think we share the same one here.
We probably do because the West Coast, as much as I didn't want to leave California, I couldn't.
I started searching. I'm like, who else made as horrible offseason moves as this team?
That's why I texted you. Because I was like, I know we have the same football team. I don't want to make sure we don't have all the other teams the same.
Double down, right? Yeah. And even Phillip Rivers leaving the Chargers, I was like, oh, I could use something along those lines. But the Rams are so bad. And it starts with their logo. Can they get a refund on whoever they paid just took them? It's probably like one person. Yeah, so-and-so marketing team and came up with some crappy logos on Word Art, Microsoft, or something that he slapped together. That was horrible. So it starts
there.
So they
say it looks like the LA Morning News logo.
I was looking at their logos in the past. Why not just have the ferocious looking ram with some steam coming out of his nose or something?
I don't know, but this is bad because most of my notes are on the logo. Like it's an L and it's an A, and then there's a ram that's around it. But if you look closely, it almost looks like LA Chargers because the ram looks kind of like a city.
It makes no sense. So if you're not social distancing from the Rams after seeing the logo, you certainly are.
There's an online petition. People hate it. People are talking more about the logo than the football team.
I think Eric Dickerson started that, didn't he?
He did, and he works for the team.
Everyone in marketing fired.
Fired.
No, I will say this. So social distancing, Les Snead, Sean McVay, people are social distancing themselves. After you see Littleton's gone, Dante Fowler's gone, big leg Greg, who's beloved probably by the fan base there, 56 yarder, 63, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. He's gone. Gurley's gone. Clay Matthews was cut along with Gurley. Here's the thing. I will say this. Omar Benson Miller Do you know that name?
No, but I'm about to find out.
He's an actor, and he played the GM of the Rams in Ballers. Would have done a better job this offseason managing the Rams offseason and free agency than Les Snead would have. Like, and for that reason, I am social distancing myself from the Rams. I'm going Bolt Gang this year.
Wow.
Big Bolt Gang.
I'm hopping on this train because I have some stats for you, Big Ben. Let me look at my notes first. So the problem with the Rams is they pay a premium for their players. They like a player, and then they automatically bump up their salary to keep them. And as a result, they're overpaying their players and they're getting salary cap issues. That's why they had to release Gurley. So to start the 2019 season, Jared Goff was the third highest paid quarterback, tied with Aaron Rodgers. Gurley was the number two paid running back. I agree with that. Going into the season, I agree with that. Cooks was the number five paid receiver. He had two touchdowns last year. The year before that, he had five touchdowns and 1,200 yards. That doesn't warrant $16 million. And then they have Donald, who's the highest paid defensive lineman. I agree with that. But the problem is they keep overpaying, and then they have to cut people when they under-deliver. So they had to cut Gurley. But guess what's coming up in 2021? Jalen Ramsey needs to get paid. He's a free agent. And Cooper Kupp needs to get paid. So next year, when they finish fourth in the division, who are they going to cut? Cooks and Goff? They got to do something. They're making bad personnel decisions. I'm social distancing myself from the Rams. Go Bolt Gang.
If you're talking about a Hollywood look, if you put Goff and Cooper Kupp on a little billboard, I mean, they look LA-ish, right? Yeah, they look like they could be in movies. But certainly on the football field, you're right. I think they've got diminishing returns from a lot of the investments they've made. They overpay. I don't know if it's the Hollywood type mentality where, you know, a guy has a good movie, all of a sudden he's, you know, in the next movie and you're paying too much, he's horrible, it flops, and he's, you know, gone from Hollywood. I you know what? And the thing that you didn't mention that I thought about, Sean McVay, everyone looked at him as a genius, you know, a Doogie Howser of coaching. But what I think he lacks is connecting with his players.
Ooh.
Right. And you've seen that a lot of attrition, you know, a lot of guys just being able to do what they want. Mm-hmm. And there's no culture in and around the Rams. And if your culture is run by your quarterback, no offense to Goff, he was a Cal Bear, but it's a little soft, right? Yeah. What type of mentality or culture are you trying to breed? You're certainly not improving it with that logo. And you're certainly not doing it by allowing people like Gurley to leave. Clay Matthews, who I think, if I'm looking at a culture, what kind of culture do I want? If I'm choosing between Jared Goff and Clay Matthews, I'd rather have Clay. He's a chunky soup guy.
Yeah.
But I'll leave it at that. It's LA. It's your jurisdiction. I'm not going to give him too much flack of.
But the problem is they're moving into a new stadium with a bad football team and bad contracts. So how are they going to get out of this mess? I don't know. They got to figure something out.
Charge the Rams more rent. All right. How are you practicing social distancing? You got yelled at?
I haven't. So J-Mo was driving. Where was she going? She had to run an errand. I think she had to go to the grocery store or something like that. And Waze shot a message at her. Are you sure you want to leave, Hazard? It's like, wow. They're pushing apps, notifications to you.
Pretty soon there could be a COVID app.
Like, yeah.
Just sit there with your phone. Oh my God, that person has it. Stay away. You know, who knows what happens over the course of the next month? Because I'll be sitting here in my house.
I think it's going to last longer than a month.
Well, I'm saying what's already in place. Ensley said, I'm here for a month. Shelter in place. Going nowhere. Thank God for internet.
Yeah. What are you going to do the first day when Ben and Char can get released back into the wild?
I already started this text thread between Kelly and Dylan. So we're members at Rainier Golf Club. And I said, and there's this little, you follow a little text on Instagram or Instagram feeds, Zyre Golf or whatever, and they say, the first thing I'm going to do is step up, take a deep breath, you know, to the tee box, you know, hit my shot, and then ultimately reach down and tee up a provisional because you know it's going to go anywhere. But
yeah,
I've already looked at an Airbnb as close as possible to the course that we can rent for 2 weeks. That's my thought, my theory. It probably won't happen, but I've already pondered. You?
Someone asked me that last night. I couldn't answer, but I guess looking at today, the beach is closed. So I'd probably want to do something on the beach and go out and be social. I eat at a nice restaurant because I've just been eating Hormel chili and rice in my apartment, drinking bad wine. So get out and socialize and talk to people.
I'm hoping this doesn't extend to Ohana, which we're already dialed in for, I believe, the concert down in Dana Point.
Yeah, in September.
We'll see. But certainly I'd love a day playing twos with you. Yeah. Yeah. If you'll have me. Night at T12 where we might have to ask them to stock the 24-ounce Trulies because I'm going to go hard. And it will be a blast.
I think Hermosa Pier is going to burn down once people can go out and do. Like Bourbon Street's going to burn down. Like you're talking about all these people who are cooped up. Like we were talking about it last night. Who's going to go out? I'll tell you who's going to go out. It's the 18 to 20 year olds with fake IDs. It's the 21 year olds, the 28 year olds who've been cooped up and they're just going to go crazy in all these cities.
Did you hear in Manhattan, they had to shut down speakeasies because people are just breaking the rules? All right. Big Ben K. Wynn.
Let's wrap this
social
up.
Social distancing. I got the Blazers. I got the Mariners. I got Stanford football, and we both share the Rams.
Both got the Rams. I got U of A. Sean Miller, get him out of here. I also got the Houston Rockets, and I got the Colorado Rockies. They didn't treat Nolan well at all.
Kendrick had a 7.0 ERA that year, too. So
just the first inning?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you wrap this up, buddy.
WST underscore podcast. You can find us online. Twitter and Instagram. Also, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. iHeart, Stitcher, Podbeam, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, iTunes. We're everywhere.
Boom.
Boom.
You're 7 minutes late.
It's been a long day. Had to move stuff to the basement. I put the legs on the couch, and it turns out you can't have the legs on the couch to move to the basement. What'd you do? Sit in your bar?
I don't know. I looked for a decanter online because I've been drinking a lot of wine. I look forward to every weekend because I have a nice bottle of wine with dinner. Jen and I do.
What are you on lately?
We went to France last year. I mean, we've been sheltered at home for 2 weeks. It feels like 3 years. So we picked up some wine from Rhone Valley. And so tonight we're going to have some nice Rhone Valley wine.
What does Rhone Valley pair with? Corn dogs and tater tots?
It's a lighter red. So I'm more of a Pinot person. But tonight we're going to just kind of concoct something because I'm waiting for my Instacart to deliver my next round of food. This meal is going to be interesting tonight. It's going to be like lima beans and tomatoes and rice.
I'm pretty sure Instacart's a myth. Everyone's like, hey, Instacart's coming tomorrow. It never comes.
No, it's the biggest Ponzi scheme ever.
And the markup's incredible.
Incredible. Yeah.
Like a bag of rice is $12.
But like, what are you going to do? You got to have rice. Yeah,
exactly. You're vegan. You're screwed.
Yeah. You're right. Who's this Mookie guy? Seagulls? What? I'm confused. Is this Seahawks or is this the hockey team?
Seahawks.
What's going on?
Seahawks. I'll interview Mookie.
All right. All right.
What?
No,
I'm talking about the draft.
No, no, no. You said field goals.
Field goals. G-U-L-L-S. Like goals. Like seagulls. Like Seahawks.
I'm from California. I don't get that inside joke. I'm like, who is he interviewing?
Mookie.
All right. Mookie, I just didn't get the field goal analogy. Now I do.
Mookie Mooks. Mookie has 6 writers on staff.
What paper does he write for?
Managing editor. So I think they're part of SB Nation.
All right.
Is that right?
I have no idea. I just figured out who the Seagulls are.
I bet his staff's a little bigger now. Everyone from the Rams quit.
Yeah, probably.
Was that a shot? Did you take that personally?
No. I'm just looking at your mask. Do you wear that to the grocery store?
This? Yeah. Absolutely. I look like a Mortal Kombat guy.
Now, is that a legit mask or is that a Ben homemade special?
No, this is legit.
So it blocks out the COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Where did you get it? How come no one in New York can get masks and you have one?
Sure, I got it somehow. Okay. This isn't an end fight, like 95 official mask.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Well, no, I know, but that isn't this. This is like an N65. Keeps What's out like difference? 65% of the COVID.
Got it.
But you just have to have immune system strong enough so that 35% doesn't affect you.
Okay.
That's not how it works, but.
Sounded good.
You didn't know the difference.
No.
All right. I'll take this off. How about that?
No, you can leave it on if you want.
It's tough to talk.
Yeah, that's why I want you to leave it on.
All right, we'll try one episode with it on. How about that?